CKUT and Henry Grimes. And stay tuned for more of the most aesthetic things, feelings in the world.
Revolution.
The funk.
Revolution.
The funk.
The CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal.
For your mind and for your hips, this is music and sounds from the mothership. The mothership cassette archives. 25 years of funky revolutions.
Music originated from the confrontation of the struggle. So the roots really is from matter of struggle. That's where it's from. Freedom. That's what it's asking for. Acceptance. What it needs. And understanding.
You know, the funk. It's definitely a music that comes from your heart, and it's a music that's a continuum of the African presence in the urban world, but it comes from your heart and is informed by your mind. And once you create the balance of those energies, you can make somebody get it. You dig?
For your mind and for your hips, these are funky narratives from the mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We complete the series Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism on episode 32. This is part 11, Afrofuturism and Black Art Empowerment, featuring Kapwani Kawanga and Communities Black Music Festival.
rhythm. Give me that
désordre musical sur les ondes du peuple 90,3 MF à Montréal. Restez bien des nôtres. Une dernière semaine, une dernière émission qui explore le funk, jazz et l'essence à donner au afrofuturisme partie 11. On aurait étendu un peu les horizons d'écoute et de compréhension en amenant aussi avec nous ce concept des arts spéculatifs noirs. Et ainsi aujourd'hui, en célébrant un dernier élément, une entrevue avec une artiste très importante, canadienne, vivant à Paris. Hier et ce soir, elle donne une conférence, performance sur l'afrofuturisme, un spectacle qui s'intitule Afro Galactica. Je parle de l'artiste qui a gagné le prix Sobeys l'année dernière, un des prix les plus importants pour l'art contemporain au Canada, Kapwani Kiwanga. Et on aura une chance, je l'ai rencontré hier soir après son spectacle, on aura l'occasion d'entendre un peu ses réflexions, son art. Elle n'est pas afro-futuriste là-dessus, mais ce spectacle, cette conférence qu'elle donne, elle a donnée hier et ce soir également au MAI, Montréal Art Inculturel, faisant partie du Black Art Empowerment. Donc on retourne sur cette thématique. On accueillera également Jason, ça c'est un des fondateurs de cette communauté, cette collectivité qui s'intitule Community. L'année dernière, ils avaient lancé leur premier community, semaine de musique noire et de réflexion. S'ils poursuivent une deuxième fois cette année, du 28 avril au 5 mai, on aura l'occasion de parler avec lui sur les arts spéculatifs, mais ainsi bon nombre d'artistes du Québec et d'ailleurs qui viendront parler du funk, jouer le funk, l'improvisation, le jazz, les beats et le hip-hop. Sur les ondes du peuple, restez bien des nôtres, avec moi-même Khalid, ces espaces du rythme dit funky et international, ces dernières des solutions que nous nommons la révolution. Je voulais pas quand même ne pas oublier le fait que à chaque année, Nuit d'Afrique accueille des artistes d'ici qui font de la musique du monde. Et je parle de cette compétition, cette série Silidor. Cette semaine dernière, il y a eu les semi-finales et le grand gala de clôture. Les trois gagnants vont être jugés au théâtre Outremont au prix de $5 et l'entrée. On aura l'occasion d'en parler un peu plus. Mais je voulais quand même vous parler de trois artistes qui s'y trouvent dans le festival. En outre, MD. Lui représente une tradition exploratrice du Mali, le Bambara, la langage de bois. Et lui venant du bois ou du bobo, ce groupe ethnique du Mali, un artiste aussi qui crée ses propres instruments modernes et traditionnels, et qui sera un des trois finalistes jeudi prochain le 25 au Théâtre Outremont dans le cadre de la compétition finale de Silidor. Sur les ondes du peuple, MD, sur les ondes du peuple 90, this is the Mothership Connection, Funky Revolutions.
Sikasso Mali, Mamadou Dembélé, known as Mdé, one of the three finalists for the coming up edition of Sili d'Or, the semifinals this week, led to the selection by crowds, of course, the appreciative crowds of three groups who will be in the semifinals here at the Sili d'Or competition, which leads to, gold, silver, and metal placements, bronze placements, and the chance to record and release compilation of music from these artists on Nuit d'Afrique's Sili d'Or productions. We heard Mdé. He explores Manding traditions from Mali, creating and manipulating his own instrumentations. He'll be joined in the competition by two other groups, interesting ones at that, La Pirogue, who do a kind of folkloric mix of music from Réunion, Colombia, and also Mali. And they'll be facing off with Confusion, been around since about 2011, 2012. And they will be part of this Cumbia Ska challenge up against Mandingo sounds and the folkloric music of La Pirogue. My name is Khalid. This is our last show before our annual funding drive, which starts next Thursday. And it's also next Thursday that the competition Sili d'Or will happen at Théâtre Fermant. Very easy, starts at 8 and it only costs $5. Go and support local music from around the world made here in Quebec, here in Montreal. On CKUT 90.3 FM, this last show is part 11 of our series ongoing on Afrofuturism and allows us to kind of bracket, suspend what has been a really, for me anyways, fascinating approach to try and understand funk, jazz, and the meanings to give to Afrofuturism. As we begin to explore and expound and expand the horizons of this term that has some very real specificity, but also becomes quite vague and large, to look at areas and histories of imagination and cultural production, both contemporary, and a way of reframing, fractaling, and reflecting traditional sounds that before the term existed, both within fantasy, science fiction, historical fiction, but also in electronic production and approaches and practices involving technology, the Afro-diasporic history and imagination. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we'll also be talking in the context of this expanded work as we've looked at Black speculative arts. We've spoken to Rinaldo Anderson, one of the founders of the Black speculative arts movement in the States, and author, expounder of Afrofuturism 2.0. We'll be also returning to that theme of Black speculative arts because there's a segment attributed to it, to the second annual Community Music Week, this second annual formation of Black art and music, brings together a lot of Montreal Canadian Black art and music creators in hip-hop, jazz, reggae, house, afrobeat, funk, soul, dancehall. We'll get to speak with one of the founders of Community, Jason, a little later in the program. But we'll also get a chance to catch up on an interview I did with a Canadian artist living in Paris, who I mentioned last week, a fascinating artist, won the Sobeys Award last week. She performed a conference performance, Afro Galactica, yesterday and continues today at the Mai in the context of this series we explored last week, Black Art Empowerment, that runs till the 27th of April. So stay tuned for a premier Canadian artist working in Paris, conceptual artist, not an Afrofuturist, but this piece is an Afrofuturistic exploration of Afrofuturism. In fact, one of a series of three trilogies, the first kind of 101
and Afrofuturism, which I really quite enjoyed, and I really appreciated she took some time off, time after her performance, to give me some sense of her practice as such. So stay tuned for an interview with Kapani Kawanga, and her project Afro Galactica, but also about her approach to art and her explorations. My name is Khalid, and this is part 11 in our series on Afrofuturism. Before we get there, though, I did want to play one more selection from one of the three finalists who will be performing at the Sili d'Or. Important to support world music made here in Quebec and in Montreal. This is a trio that explores music from Mali, folk music from Mali, Réunion, and Colombia. On CKUT, Creole Sounds. On the Mothership Connection, we call Funky Revolutions. Second selection of the three groups, we've heard, who'll be part of the Sili d'Or competition. This final from Nuit d'Afrique, been a couple of months, as local musicians compete with each other for crowd appreciation. Music from around the world representing our diversity and our creativity. The final is on Thursday at Tête Outremont.
And it's only $5 to get in to support. These three finalists will compete among each other and get a chance to record on the Silly Door compilation released by Nuit d'Afrique in support of these musicians and our diverse musical community. It's that diversity I want to continue exploring as we kind of end this part of our exploration of funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturism. This is part 11 of our series, and we get to suspend it a little bit as we enter next week, and for the next 2 weeks, in fact, as of the 25th, our annual funding drive. We need your support and love. It's about a third of our budget, and it's a wonderful time, actually, even if we're not doing regular programming, to meet members, to get feedback from our collective community, financial and moral support. A great time to meet you as you come into the station, both to pay and to meet programmers, and really a wonderful time and necessary time. So it also gives us a chance to kind of suspend this series. And as my conversation with Kapwani Kawanga yesterday indicated, you can go on and on and on and on and on with Afrofuturism. I see it as a funky fractal lens, really, through which really specific themes can be explored. A whole history of musics, of creation, of art, of revolution, of social justice and liberation through fantasy or science fiction can be used to re-explore some music that we've known from the past. And it's just been a really fun process to read, to explore, even, for example, Octavia Butler, who I'd never read before, one of the early and dominant figures and motivators of Afrofuturism in terms of its sci-fi specificity. It's been a time for me to explore some return to some Pan-Africanist theories and to look at really contemporary music. It's inspired me to begin preparing as well to look at what I call Nafrofuturism, or the kind of similar vibes musically that are being explored by contemporary musicians within North Africa and what I call the African Orient, and in the diaspora of Maghrebian and Arabic and Muslim cultures in Africa, North Africa, Europe, and here even at home. We'll get a chance to explore those themes. It also, this suspension allows me maybe to also return to some music that I've wanted to play that reaches perhaps more the black arts, speculative arts movement theme rather than particularly Afrofuturism, whether it be William Parker's recent release and tribute to Rosa Parks, or the film and a little pop music and soul of Michael Franti and his Human Project were released at the end of January. A lot of music I want to come back to, and never mind any of the funk that I've been keeping to the side, as it were, as it didn't necessarily touch our thesis and themes. But it's that exploration I really hope to do. So I'm telling you, I don't need medicine, but I've caught the fever. This is a record first released in 1979, and it's the fever part, not the futurism part, I want to talk about. He was 16 when he actually became the leader of a very important national band in Lagos in 1970. When he was 16, he began to lead the Thermometers, which was the Armed Forces Medical Services Band in Lagos. The band split up in 1975, almost 8 years after he'd joined. And then he would go on to record his own music as a leader. The album Rover Man, released in 1979 in Nigeria, explains some of the sentiment, the chills that this discovery that I've been on with you on the mothership has given me. Joyous fever, that is. And this is Afro Fever from Emma Dorgu and Rover Man on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Follow the instructions.
As we continue to fight the spread of COVID-19, there are new support programs in place for those who need them, including a stronger, more accessible EI and 3 new recovery benefits. Continuing to support Canadians now will help keep us safe and make Canada more resilient. Visit canada.ca/coronavirus to learn about the new income support programs. A message from the Government of Canada.
Stretch.
Stretch your nose. Hey! Move! Stretch your nose.
As well as your ears on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. A set including two Nigerian creators, both around the same period, 1979. We started with Emma Dorgu. His first LP as a soloist after the following a part of the Thermometers, the army medical band in Nigeria. He led at the age of 16 from 1967 to his breakup in 1975. Emma Dorgu and Afro Fever, not seeking any medication for that. Then an album that I kind of fit into the thematic of Afrofuturism simply because of its, well, hearkening of Egyptology, which was one of those great, one of the two known mythologies and cosmologies from Africa that have influenced prototype Afrofuturists like Sun Ra. And that theme, the costume, the cosmology and metaphysics of Egypt, and it's a kind of recreation of history. This was a group also from Nigeria in 1979, releasing an album called Pyramids. And we were talking about Bala Miller and the great music pyramids of Egypt. Stretch your nose, a little bit of the funk to start us off on this flight of the mothership, where we'll get galactical again and Afro-galactical again in our series as we end part 11, this part 11 of our series before funding drive starts next week. Chance to come back. Some of the artists we've featured over the course of the last few weeks, for example, Ben Lamar Gay last week at the end of the program, will be here in June for Suni Paripopolo. So we'll get a chance to come back to some of them. But there's been all these kinds of stretches of music in various genres as we explore funk, jazz, and the meanings of Afrofuturism that I've been holding on to. So when we get back, we get to listen to some of the music that I think it's time that we look at, not necessarily Afrofuturistic, but that will share some of the same concerns. We'll begin to explore Afrofuturism, North African futurism, and African Orientalism, contemporary electronic musicians, archivers, anthropologists doing their own thing with themes of North Africa, of Islam, of the Arab world, all the way to, for example, Saint Abdullah and their creations in Iran. On CKUT 90.3 FM, we'll get back to that when we come back in terms of normal programming after 2 weeks of funding drive. And it's on that note that I'll be asking you, along with all of my colleagues and the nearly 300 volunteers, I mean, who make CKUT what it is. And you are so much part of it. You're the extension of, what happens at the end of this microphone through all of these wires and an emitter on the mountain and perhaps through a internet connection around the world. I always love your phone calls on the funk line, 514-448-4013. Feedback always welcome. So we heard Stretch Your Nose from Bala Miller and the Great Music Pyramids. That kind of theme, the power of Egypt, its mythology, and the imagination and the presence of a black African superpower in the early days, along with the other empires of Africa, have also been a motivation and inspiration for Pan-African and historiographers and musicians of all ilks, both here in North America, but also in Africa, as we can see with Bala Miller. I'm going to move towards, last week I spoke and was very influenced by what I'd heard so far at this series at the Montreal Art Interculturel, that is Black Art Empowerment, its conferences and performances. And I was very, very, very much looking forward to see Afro Galactica, Kapwani Kawanga's performance last night, which continues today. And I believe there's still some tickets, so I would highly encourage you, if you're interested in Afrofuturism, to look at her archaeology and anthropology ideology of Afrofuturism, kind of vision of the imagination, the possible freedom, and how she's constructed her understanding of it, even though she isn't herself, as you'll hear briefly, an Afrofuturist as such. I wish I'd gotten a chance to come and see or go and see some of her exhibits. There was one last year at that power plant from Toronto was rotating, a wall is just a wall. Really a very interesting work. She worked in video and film originally, documentary, and you can go and see some of that on YouTube if you search around. For example, a very short film, which we'll discuss in the interview in a moment, Bon Voyage. Really very a powerful artist, recognized as such through her being awarded the Sobeys Award last year, 2018, as well as the Freeze Award, if I'm pronouncing it right. She was here as a student at McGill and moved on to Paris, has become a citizen, and really a very, very interesting conceptual artist and performer. So if you get a chance to see her or check out and support some of her work, it's well worth it. I'll speak about that in a moment again. Reminding you that the Black Art Empowerment Series continues till the 27th. There'll also be the performance series from Jamatatu Mpo called The Terrestrial on the 26th and 27th of April. One of the musicians who cannot be ignored in terms of contemporary Afrofuturism, the musical side of things, at least in Chicago, is percussionist drummer Chad Taylor. Last year or earlier this year, he released Myths and Morals, wonderful percussive album. And I've wanted to play this track for a while now. I felt its textures spoke to some of the themes and constructions of history and authority and the mix of languages that I explored at the very beginning in our prologue on Manifest those months back at the end of January when we started this whole series, Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism. Stay tuned to the Mothership as we will be interviewing Kapwani Kawanga, who's performing again tonight at Montreal Art Interculturel. On CKUT 90.3, this is Chad Taylor, Myths and Morals, some of the resonance of Afrofuturism, The Fall of Babel. On CKUT 90.3 FM on Funky Revolutions. It's a beautiful album called Myths and Morals. Percussionist Chad Taylor, very involved in, associated with some of the musicians who we might call part of the Afrofuturist vibe and scene in Chicago, playing among others, for example, with Nicole Mitchell, The Fall of Babel, on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Part 11 and a suspended part, we'll take a break for funding drive in our series on funk jazz and the meanings of Afrofuturism. Afro Galactica, it's a piece I saw yesterday. It's a piece that has been ongoing and is the first of a trilogy exploring Afrofuturistic themes by the artist Kapwani Kawanga from Ontario. She now lives in Ontario and performed last night, and will do it again tonight at the Montreal Art Interculturel as part of this series called Black Art Empowerment, which we discussed last week. Afro Galactica, A Brief History of the Future, is a reading video projection where she is, the artist is a fictional anthropologist speculating on the future, or from the future, investigating Afrofuturism. It's kind of an archaeological dig, really, in reconstructing what Afrofuturism is on Earth, and therefore examining the past, both from an African or diasporic subjectivity. I got a chance to speak with her last night after her performance, and coming up, we're going to hear part of that conversation. I'm going to reserve some of the rest of the discussion, a wider discussion. She's not an Afrofuturist, but the piece itself is a Afrofuturism explained. In some ways, it's a vision. It's a way of constructing its narratives, its history, and the term itself, as we have in our 11-part series and our prologue, and in the months before as we tended towards this vibe, this movement, both musical and political and creative. The role of imagination has been something that we've stressed a lot in our series, and it's something I'm hoping to come back to again when we return, whether we continue with Afrofuturism, its various versions, expansions, whether we look at black arts movements, contemporary and otherwise, whether we begin to expand those terms and look at Nafrofuturism, North African futurism, as I understand it, and I'm creating the term. Hopefully somebody else has used it as well. But as we also begin to look at some of the futuristic elements in Aboriginal culture here in Canada and some more contemporary movements.
In the fight against COVID-19, we must all continue to respect public health guidelines and follow self-isolation instructions. Self-isolate if you have symptoms. Self-isolate after testing. Self-isolate if the test is positive. Self-isolate when you return from a trip. And self-isolate when you've been in contact with someone who's tested positive. Self-isolation is important. Please, take it seriously. Learn more at quebec.ca/self-isolating. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
For your mind and for your hips, these are funky narratives from the Mothership. The Mothership Cassette Archives, celebrating 25 years of funky revolutions. We complete the series Funk, Jazz, and the Meanings of Afrofuturism on episode 32. This is part 11, Afrofuturism and Black Art Empowerment, featuring Kapwani Kawanga and Communities Black Music Festival.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Funky revolutions, funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions,
whoa,
funky.
Hey, hey, hey.
Funky revolutions, funky. You are listening to Funky Revolution.
On CKUT 90.3 FM, as we begin to move towards this interview with our invited artist last night, Kapwani Kawanga, I'm going to go to a first selection. This album was released last year. It's called Closer Apart. It features two electronic musicians out of South Africa, Oskarp and Manta Ribane. I've spoken about them before. This is Time Machine to bring us into our interview on Afro Galactica.